Okay, so as already been said, in June there was a team of us went out to Uganda just to do a few meetings with the Emmanuel Christian School out there. And our wee motto, our motto text that we had for the trip was 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. And it just was the first part of that verse saying, "But the Lord is faithful." And during this trip, the Lord definitely was faithful, and we saw him move. Africa was somewhere I had wanted to visit, and within the last year, I had felt the need to serve the Lord in some way. I had just finished my A-levels and was looking for a direction to go, and this trip came up, and I thought it was a good opportunity to go out and serve the Lord and to see a bit more of the world, I suppose, and in what direction I should be going. And just a wee verse that stuck with me from an outreach trip to Gardenstown was Ezra 9 verse 8, and a part of it says, "And now for a little space great hath been shown from the Lord." And I just think that verse tells us that we only have a little bit of time, and we should try and spend it serving the Lord in some way. So this is my opportunity to serve the Lord in a different country. I had never been on a trip like this, never been out of the country really since I was 2. So it was definitely exciting. I had applied first of all for Kenya, but the spaces had filled up for it. But I definitely believe that it was the Lord's plan for me to go to Uganda to work in the school out there for the 2 weeks we were there. So, on the 22nd of June, can everyone see that okay behind me? Is that okay? So on the 22nd of June, we met the team all together at Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church, and the group was led by the Reverend Wilson, as you can see there. So we all headed in minibuses to Dublin Airport, and from Dublin we went to Doha, which is in Qatar. We landed there about midnight, and we had to sleep over then in the airport. Although not much sleep was had because the quiet rooms that they have there, it wasn't the best and it wasn't very comfy. But we managed to go through and ended up then going from Doha to Entebbe and met up with Miss Noreen McAfee and Mr. Kerskadden there. Thankfully, there was no real issues travelling to Uganda. Had a bit of bad turbulence, which I really didn't like because I have a fear of flying, so it wasn't great. But we got through. In Entebbe, they did make us scan our bags twice, though, because they thought we had a drone coming through, so they were a bit scary that way. But no, it was okay, and we managed to get through. It was all, we got three safe. So we split ourselves whenever we got out to Entebbe. We split ourselves between two pickup trucks and a bus. And I ended up in with Noreen in the wee pickup truck, and she was able to tell us stories of her time in Uganda so far. So it was good to just hear what life was like for a missionary out there. So we stopped off at a wee restaurant after that called Cafe Java, and then headed to Masaka, where we were staying at Banda Lodge. So on a wee story, sort of giving our perspective of Uganda, on our way to the trip, sorry, these are a few photos that I didn't put up, but that was Doha Airport as well there. It was a very fancy airport, but that was Uganda. And we arrived. So on our way to the cafe, Mr. Kerskadden got pulled over by a policewoman because he'd ran a red light, because they have funny system with red lights. It's like a countdown. So he was thinking it was going to go to green, but it went straight back to red. So he got pulled over, and the policewoman, she was asking him that he had to pay a 100,000 shilling fine, and what you have to do is leave your car there and walk to the nearest bank. But this is like, we were in the middle of a nightmare by this stage, so you wouldn't want to be doing that. But then she turned around and sort of said, well, how sorry are you? In a way. So he turned around and started, I'm very, very sorry. And she then told him, well, if you pay me 50,000, then that's okay, you can head on. So it was sort of the way they work, and sort of if you've got money, then you can
Which
sort
is
of
that
get away.
In English money?
50,000, about a tenner.
Oh, a tenner.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Not
late, did I? Well, yeah. And if you sort of wonder why she didn't ask for 100,000 whenever she was wanting the bank to be paid, but don't know why, but that was just insight for us to see how they work and things. So anyways, we got the Banda Lodge, and it was a very nice residence. This is all us packing up to get in our wee bus. And then that was at a roundabout at Masaka, and there's a whole load of street selling all these different types of things. And this is way later on at night. But it was packed and it was a bit nuts just the way they all work, and there's no real road laws. It's sort of, you go up one way and up the other, and apart from that, you do whatever, as long as you don't get caught. So we stayed at Banda Lodge. This was a wee view from the restaurant. That's a wee hut there that we stayed in, and it was very nice. And we had a good time there. So on our first proper day in Uganda, it was a Saturday, and this was a day we got to sleep in on. But in Uganda, there's a lot of, it's about probably half and half Christian and Muslim, there's a lot of Muslims in Uganda, and they have their mosques in each city, and in each village near, but they have speakers out, and whenever they're doing their call out for prayer, they call them out through the speakers, and it was about 4:30 in the morning. So you didn't get much of a sleep in, and then as well as that, you had the big party bus going round the whole city, blasting their music and shouting. I don't know what they were shouting, but yeah, it was, yeah, you got used to it throughout the week, and some of it stopped if it wasn't the weekend and things like that. But anyway, on the Saturday, we did head to the equator for a bit of souvenir shopping. And Noreen had us all prepared because obviously tourists, and they see us and they put up their prices and stuff for whenever we're buying things. So she had us all set that we had to haggle the price down, you know. So that was an experience today. It was sort of fun today. So after the equator, we headed to Emmanuel Christian School, and of course it rained while we were there. we did bring the rain with us, because apparently it was supposed to be sunnier than what it was. But this was the school. It was good to see. I think it was a lot bigger than what we all thought it was going to be, and we got to see around their classrooms and into their bunks, and where some of the boarders were staying, and we got to meet some of the boarders then. This was the church, and it's sort of a different, it was very good to see the church, because you always see sort of this with all their posters up whenever there's deputation meetings or missionaries coming over. And it was good just to see it in person. So it was good. And as you might be able to see there's the drums. So they've got no piano or anything, but they use their drums, which was an experience whenever singing to it. I really liked it. It brought a good, the singing throughout the trip to Uganda was very good. They sing out, and they seemed to enjoy singing. It was definitely a favourite part for me for the trip. And I've got a video later on of the choir coming up to sing on our first Sunday. So after each day, then we went back. We made sure to be back in the lodge before it started getting dark. So we left the school about 6, I think, and there was a wee restaurant where we were staying, so we ate there. Not much Ugandan food was had now. There's maybe some fruit. The fruit is definitely a lot sweeter over there. It was very nice, but this is just some of our time. This was sort of the roads going into the school. You see sort of the dirt tracks, and then this man here, that's Joshua. He was our bus driver for the day. He knew how to deal with the roads. He was a bit hectic going everywhere, but it was very good to see it all. So that's just some pictures of at the side of the road and some of the things. It's all at the equator. And actually, I think it was on this day we were coming home, and Joshua wanted to get a Sunday dinner. So we stopped off at the side of the road to the butcher, and he was able to cut him off his Sunday meat. And then this woman, she came up to the side to offer him, I think she was selling tomatoes. So she was able to offer him and try and sell him just some tomatoes for his meat. But yeah, it was very good. And then actually after that he said, well, sure, I'll just drop it off home. So he ended up meeting his wife and his grandchildren, a few of them. So it was pretty good seeing them. He was like a landlord, so he had a nice house now. But on the next day, it was our Sunday service. So in the morning, the choir sang, and I think our team sang as well after them. it was all sort of normal as to what we have here, apart from the offering hymn. Whenever it starts, there's two like wee baskets at the front, and then they walk up. Everyone walks up during the hymn, any time during the hymn, to give their offering. So it was nice to see it all. So good time. We did have a blessed time during the first service. I definitely enjoyed the singing, as I've said, and it really encouraged to listen to the preaching. The translators were there, and I think they helped for pretty much every service that we done, and you sort of were wondering whether it would distract you or not trying to listen to the meeting, but no, it was very good sort of listening to the language as well, and you could sort of pick up wee words and things, although to be honest I've sort of forgotten all already. But you didn't notice after a time the translators, even whenever you were speaking yourself, you learnt how to stop and let him translate to the people then. But in the afternoon, there was, you either went to the Sunday school or you went to one of the prisons. We had scheduled two prison visits on both Sundays. So on the first Sunday, I went to the first prison, and it was a whole other experience. So we arrived up to the prison, this is us and Landy, that was the pickup truck, and that's Emmanuel. Maybe you recognise him for some of the deputation meetings. He's the security. He would be one of the security guards there. I think he's been there since 2016 or so. But that was us arriving up. This was us outside the prison. So as you can see, it's not very... This is the prison here. It's not very...
Secure.
There's no... I don't think there was any lock on that gate. So there was just a few gaps in the hedges that you could just walk through anyway if the gate was locked. So, and the prisoners, they were just walking around about you. And whenever we arrived up, the prison woman, the officer, she came out to us and was all smiles and very friendly and just started fist bumping us all as we were going in and everything like that. So it was very relaxed and wasn't too bad. I think this prison, it was, they weren't in for very serious crimes. I think maybe the other prison, there was more serious crimes there, but you know, this one, it was a good one to see. So as we went in, some of the prisoners, they were setting up chairs for us and putting out the tables and things, and then we all sat down, and then they all sat on the ground basically at our feet, and they listened. they really did seem to take in the word of God, and they sang with us as much as they could, because we weren't singing in Ugandan or anything like that. But it was a good time all together, and I definitely believe that the Lord is working through the prisons. I know definitely that in the second prison there was a lot of questions being asked to the ministers, and they were very happy to see the ministers there in that prison. But yes, it was just a very good time. So after that, we came back to the school, and we had a bit of free time. So we were with the children there and sort of getting to know them. The children were actually very shy at first. You sort of thought that they might all be running to you, but they were very shy, it just took a wee while for them to warm up to you. But came back to the school. Evening service was like a youth fellowship meeting. It wasn't like a normal service, so we had a quiz and things like that. I think it was mostly boarders were there for our evening service, and then we all headed back then to the lodge. So on Monday was really where it all properly started. So the way we worked it was we had three meetings each day. One for nursery, one for lower primary, and one for upper primary. And before each meeting, we had sports and crafts, and we split them into boys and girls, and each one took their turn then for a time. So then we had our meeting, and the meetings throughout the week were all on Joseph, all on the story of Joseph. It was a very full-on week. It was very busy, especially if you were running about in the heat. Now, the heat wasn't overly bad, I didn't feel like, but whenever you're sort of standing in it, running about, it got warm. But we done some sports. This was a few doing the sack race. I think that was actually the teachers were taking part in the sack race that day. I have a video of them reacting to the teachers, which is very funny. So every day that happened on repeat then, the three meetings each day. And at the end of the day then, we would just sit with them and play with them. Usually volleyball was definitely played. They loved volleyball and football, and they really enjoyed it now. But there's a few more pictures, I think, of them just all sitting around. Once they got to know you, they came up to you straight away and were very friendly. They loved the phone, so this picture was actually taken by one of the kids, and they loved taking photos and videos. And then a few of the wee boys here, they found it absolutely hilarious themselves on the videos that they did. And they also like to pose, so they do. They like way posing and everything. But him and his wee heart glasses. But it definitely was a very blessed time. While we were there, I think I'll talk about this later on, but there was a few children I know came up to different members of the team asking about salvation, and a few of them got saved as well as we were out there. So on the Friday we did have a prize given, and each child, they got a certificate here and a wristband and a yo-yo, which we had to teach them how to use. I'm not sure whether any of them actually had saw a yo-yo before, but it was definitely a blessed time. And at nights we had devotions, and we were able to tell each other what had happened to everyone that day, and it was a real blessing to hear how the Lord had moved throughout the day, because there was always someone in the team saying that a child had come up to them asking about salvation or getting saved. So then we came to the next Saturday, our last Saturday there, and we all headed to Rakobo Rock, which It was a very relaxed day after a pretty busy week. So we got to see some wild zebras and monkeys and things like that. It was nice spending time with, you've got Noreen and then the Kirkgardens here. I'm trying to think, that's their two children. And then Isla Grace as well. So it was nice spending time with them and to sort of see how they're going to be living out there and what a missionary's life is like out there. And it was good hearing stories of their experiences. So after one of the days, after the VBS meetings, we went on out in Outridge. We had the speakers on the back of, it's actually this pickup that we're all sitting on here. And we all jumped out then. A lot of the boarders came with us, and the children that stayed at the school, they came with us in the bus or in the back of the pickups. And they were very enthusiastic to be out in the Outridge. And we done Bible shots, which is just reading out Bible verses. And there was a message and singing as well. And then we gave out gospel literature, which that was definitely a new experience for me. I'd given out gospel literature before at the Gardenstown Outridge, but the enthusiasm of everyone, the workers, the boarders on this trip, they just went straight over to the pickup as soon as the meeting ended to get out tracts and to start going round giving them to people. They even like took our hands to drag us over to get us to be given out literature as soon as they had got it. That's Master Thomas as well. He was one of our translators, and he's one of the teachers in the school as well. But it was a very good time. There was a lot of children there, and they were very eager to get the literature. Now, that might have been because it was free material being given out, but as Noreen reminded me, that would be taken home to their parents, which may be, which most likely in some cases would be a Muslim, and it would just be good for them to be able to read it too. So just pray that parents would read it from that literature. And there was three people at that Outridge that had come up to me asking for Bibles or a Gospel of John. So I don't think we had any left, so we were able to give them New Testaments and just pray that those people read the New Testaments. But I'm sure there was more people came up to other members in the team asking. I know that more members, they spread out into, like, there was a lot of people sitting at their work. They were sitting at the side of the road there selling all their goods. So I know that people went over to them. So just pray that a seed is sown there. But they were all very receptive to the gospel, and it was definitely very encouraging seeing the boarders, the children there, and how eager they were to give out the gospel. It just would encourage you yourself to do more over here. But on the Monday and Tuesday, our last Monday and Tuesday, we worked with the secondary school. And I think the secondary school would have liked us to have had more time with them, and I know that we would have liked more time with them. But we went through Jonah with them. We had a wee series of Jonah, and we done some games with them, I believe, as well. But on our last day, one of the big death had happened in the community, so his funeral occurred, so it was hard that way to get more time with them as well, because a good lot of them, it was one of the children's fathers, I think, had passed away, and it was a very sudden death, so I think a good lot of them went to the funeral then, so we didn't even, again, have much time with them. But it was, they all had a good time, and they were all sad to see us go. I know that there was a few tears, and there was a few tears from our group and things. But I know that we were all very blessed to be out there. As you can see, the whole group there, and Mr. Wilson posing and getting on. But now I'm just going to show you the wee video of them singing, and I hope this plays. They were definitely an encouragement. They were definitely an encouragement while they were singing to us, and it was good to see the way they sing as well. Then that was the choir that they had prepared for us. So I'd just like to thank you all for your prayers during the trip and before the trip, and just to continue for the work out there. We were amongst people that really hungered for the gospel, from the school to the prison to the people on the street. They all sat and listened. Even on the street, like, there wasn't anyone heckling, there wasn't anyone disturbing the preaching or anything like you would get over here. And it was a different experience. But whether this or not, whether it was because we were out there and it was sort of a novelty, us white people being there, because I don't know whether they have a lot of white people out there, because even while we were going through the streets on the bus, people were waving and all at us and things. It was a bit strange, but just I believe the Lord is working out there. And since we've come back, I did hear that a new Sunday school had started up and that more kids were coming to it, which started from the VBS meetings, the holiday Bible meetings. So just pray for it, that it continues, and just pray for the missionaries out there as they continue the work, and for the Criscaddens as well, as they're still settling in. They were only there a week whenever we went out there, so I just hope to pray for them, and just thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I would just like to thank our sister Leah very much indeed for that presentation. It gives a little flavour of the intensity of the work that they were involved in, and they certainly need a rest when they got home again. Some folks are over in Kenya. Brother Nathaniel, I was going to say Kendigore, but that's the pastor over there. Nathaniel McConnell, and also Adam, Leah's brother, is over in Kenya at the present time. And maybe Nathaniel will come and he'll give us a little report as well. But it's nice. I thought we were going to see the ministers and all in the sack race there. Was that on the video? No, I thought you were going to see a wee video. Oh, you have it there. I thought we were going to have a wee laugh at the end there just to see them all. You see the Reverend Wilson in a sack. See how you get on. But tremendous, and I'm sure every day was just packed with everything. Yeah, so that brings a few memories back probably for you, Andy, as well. And his handiwork is at the school. You can see all the buildings that this man was involved in, and the work that Andy did along with Hannah out in Uganda. Tremendous work. You can see all those buildings. You were probably in them all, and all some of the places you stayed, and those outhouses that have been turned into residential property. And Andy had his hand in quite a lot of that. And we know there's some other work going on, some showers and all. But I'm on the mission board, and they showed me a picture of it all, and I looked at it all, and I don't know much about pictures, but all I could see was there was no pipes going into the shower rooms. And I thought, I must put that in later. So I thought I'd ask the stupid question, tell me this, where's the pipes? There was none. They just used the water. They just poured it over themselves. And so they're all hoping to get maybe some water put in. Was there showers when you got there, was there?
No.
You haven't showered in 2 weeks, is that what you're... Well, the rain, that was the first day. You're all right there. The Lord give you a shower. Aye. But is that the way they work? I mean, they don't have the...
Well, the problem is if you put showers in, then you don't have enough water.
Because from the tank. Yeah, it doesn't enough water. That's the reason.
They don't turn anything off, so
it just
drains
all. It just flows into the ground. two year full of water in the tank. They just leave a tap on.
At home, they would bucket shower anyway, so they're used to it.
What's that? I thought you says at home, I bucket shower. I'm going to say, what? Oh, aye. Yeah, so that's what they do anyway. Yeah. So they're used to it, right?
Yeah.
So I know, because I looked at the plans and everybody was talking about them. The only thing I could say, where on earth are the taps? Where's the shower thing? I could see pictures. I couldn't see. And he said to me, that doesn't look right. They're not showers. It couldn't be showers. And I asked the question and they all looked at me. That's the way the shower. But anyway... quite exciting, and the prison work has been going very well as well, and there's been people saved. And that new Sunday school, I think there was 80 present at the first Sunday school in that new area. So the Lord certainly is blessing. Well, thank you very much indeed, Leah. Are we off the internet, Paul, or no, we're still okay? Well, we want to wish or say farewell to those that have been tuning in, and we pray God's richest blessing upon you. We'll get down to a season of prayer just now.